Okay, now some of the halachas of Shemitah that were not relevant until now are going to start becoming relevant. And they are the halachas that deal mostly with the fruit of Shemitah. Till now there was only things mostly that were vegetables, and there was the problem of spichim, and how to work with your garden, and that's what we covered till now. Now is going to come fruit that is Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviz. What is the criteria? Any fruit, this is the way that we paskin. We'll see that there's a chumrah also if you want to be machmer, but the halacha is that any fruit that reaches chanota after the first day of Tishrei has Kedusha Shviz. Any fruit that had its chanota before the first of Tishrei this past year is not shvius, is shishis. And likewise, any fruit that will have chanota after Tishrei of the coming year is not Shemitah. Okay, and even though it may have started growing, chanota we'll discuss in one second what it is, even though it may have started growing during Shemitah, there is a chumrah, and it's good to be machmer like that if you can, and that is that any fruit that had chanota after Shemitah, but before Tu B'Shvat of next year, is also Kedusha Shviz. So any fruit that will grow after the Shemitah year, till Tu B'Shvat, start growing, have its chanota, what's it called, in the eighth year before Tu B'Shvat, also will have Kedusha Shviz, at least Misafik. Okay, so therefore, fruit has started to grow. Most of the fruits don't become ripe till this time of year, through the summer. So it's possible that there will be fruit that will be picked after Tishrei, but it will have had its chanota. Let's discuss what chanota is. Chanota is a few different opinions. One is that chanota is when the fruit begins to grow as fruit and the flower, the blossom, falls off. Others hold that it reaches one-third of its total growth. And the more lemaisa halacha is when it becomes shaped and edible, minimally edible. That's called chanota. For all practical purposes, it doesn't make that much of a difference. All the fruit that will be harvested in the summer reached one of those stages during this year after Tishrei. So they all have Kedusha Shviz. An example, a list here of of different things. Apples will start being harvested from fruit that had its chanota after Tishrei of this year in Tammuz, and some it says early apples will already be in Iyar. So there may be apples already on the market that have Kedusha Shviz. Apricots are in Iyar. Avocados won't be until Av. Cherries in Iyar. Dates are ready from Pesach. Figs are ready from Pesach. Grapefruits will be only from things that had chanota this year in Elul. Grapes already could be harvested in Adar. Kiwi in Elul. Lemons we'll see as a Shiloh. But lemons will be around Iyar or Sivan, and mangoes and Tammuz, and nectarines are ready from Nisan, plums in Iyar, pears will be the end of Sivan, beginning of Tammuz, peaches already could have Kedusha Shviz, oranges in Elul, and that's pretty much the fruits. Okay, the exception to this is an esrog. An esrog goes on when you take it off the tree. And therefore, even if its chanota was in the sixth year, but you took it off the tree in the seventh year, it's Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviz. Some say that lemons have the same halacha, at least the chumrah. And a lemon that had chanota before Tishrei, but was picked after Tishrei, right, sometime after that, also has Kedusha Shviz. Other citrus fruits, you can be makel, even though there is an opinion that all citrus fruit are like esrogim, but other citrus fruits, or ma'isa, were makel, that unless it had its chanata after Tishrei of Shemitah, it doesn't have Kedusha Shvius. Okay, so now, fruit that has Kedusha Shvius is like vegetables that are edible that have Kedusha Shvius, and they can't be bought in the normal way, and they can't be... they have to be eaten in the normal way that they are eaten, and not cooked things that are not normally cooked, and not eaten raw things that aren't normally eaten raw, and they can't be wasted, and they have to be thrown away in the special way or whatever. Just like vegetables with Kedusha Shvia, same thing goes to fruit. The difference with the fruit is that a lot of people have fruit trees, and therefore the halachas of Hefker are also going to be more relevant. If you have a fruit tree and the fruit already had chanata after Tishrei, okay, and the fruit began to form on the tree, this from Rosh Hashanah and on, then the fruit has Kedusha Shvius. So first thing you have to do is be mafker the fruit. Some say that's automatic. Some say you have to do it, what's it called, actively. So if you have fruit on the tree, you have to say that it's hefker, anybody can come and take it. And you have to make it available that anybody can come and take it. You can't lock up your yard. You can't prevent people from coming and picking the fruit. They're allowed to come and pick it. If you're afraid that goyim will come, here on the Moshav it's not really relevant, or children will come and ruin your trees, then you can close up the yard, put up a sign that anyone who wants access can come and ask for access. And if somebody comes, you have to let them have access and go pick fruit. How much fruit they can pick, we'll get to. How much fruit you can pick, we'll get to also. But they have to have free access, and you have to be mafker it. You can't lock it up. You can't. You don't have any priority in getting that fruit more than anybody else. The fruit is hefker for anyone. The tree is not hefker. Somebody can't come and uproot your tree and take it home. The fruit is hefker, not the tree. But the access has to be given. It has to be, and preferably you should get three people when you have fruit on the tree and be mafker the fruit on the tree and say it's hefker, anybody can come and take it. Even if you don't, though, the fruit's hefker. And if you don't treat it as hefker, you're over a prohibition. Okay, now, when the fruit will be ripe and you want to harvest it, so you're only allowed to harvest a small amount at a time. A small amount is, lichatchila, according to some, enough for that one day. Not more than you would eat in one day. According to others, three meals worth. According to what you would eat with three meals of that specific fruit. Not making three meals of the fruit itself. But if you eat fruit with your meal, how much fruit would you eat with three meals? And the shita that we hold of halachically is you can take off the tree as much as you would normally do in one shopping. You're shopping and you buy that fruit, how much you would buy in one shopping time, you're allowed to take off the tree at a time. And the same thing goes with anybody who's coming to take fruit off somebody else's tree. They can take maximum the amount they would go and buy at one time shopping, to be machmir, to take enough just for that one day, or three meals. The most is what you would buy in one shopping time. There's also a chumrah. That is halacha. There's a chumrah. The way you take it off the tree should be not the usual way. So if you normally harvest it with a shears or whatever, either you should pluck it off, pull it off, or cut it with a scissor, or use some implement that is not the normal implement. That's also preferable. So if you have fruit trees, what?
If you usually
take it with your hand, you can still take it with your hand. But if you're using a kli, you should use a kli that's different, or take it with your hand. You should not take fruit off the tree before it's ripe, because then you're destroying Kedusha Shvius, because you're not giving it a chance to be eaten. So you have to wait till the fruit is ripe to take it off the tree. And like we said, you can only take off the amount that we mentioned. And l'chatchila, you should take it off in an unusual way, not with a regular kli. That's a regular implement. Then you have to eat the fruit, b'kdusha shvi'is. Just as we spoke about the vegetables, same thing goes for the fruit. I'm not wasting the fruit or the edible peels, like an apple peel is edible. You can't just throw it away. Orange peels are a shayla because they are used for animal food and they are candied. Other kinds of peels that are never eaten, not given to animals, you can throw away. Pits, the same thing. Pits that are edible, have food on them, should not be thrown away, but put into the Shemitah garbage. Pits that are totally without any kind of, food on them, and have no food value, they're not fed to animals or whatever, don't have to be, they can be thrown away regularly.
Can you say normal shopping amount? It's something that you have oranges that you use for juicing. So normally when you take off, you juice a lot at a time. That's also what less considered like a normal amount.
No, you can't take Shemitah things and use them a lot at a time. You can only use a little bit at a time. Even though for oranges, if you want to use them for juicing, the reason you do them a lot of times is convenient. That's what you can't do with Shemitah things.
Because you need a bunch of oranges to make a little bit of juice.
What?
Because you need more oranges than you normally.
But you're not making it for a long time. Then that's, you didn't describe what you're talking about. You're making a little bit of juice, but you need a lot of oranges. So you're not doing it for a long time. You're doing it for a short time. But to get a lot, so you'll have juice to save up, that you can't do.
No, you only do a week's worth of juice. But you need a lot more oranges than you normally would go shopping for. You know, in order to go shopping for also for eating, for other things.
I understand. If you're going shopping to get juice, then normally you'd get a lot of oranges.
Right.
So then that's what you normally would shop for, if you're getting oranges for juice.
Mm-hmm.
But to get things and to make, like, for the whole summer, that you surely can't do. You can't take, you have no right to take large amounts of things to store up for a long time. What you normally use for that week, for that the most, or for that day, or for three meals, that's what you can do. More than that, you can't store up.
If you go and you go to a fruit tree and it's delicious, and you sit down and you eat, you can perhaps have more than for 3 minutes because of the others. Are you then also allowed to pick your three meals and take them away with you?
You get things.
If you sit there and you have a picnic of fruit underneath the fruit tree.
Yeah, even underneath the tree, you can only eat at one time. I guess you're not eating more than three meals in one meal. You want to eat something and then you want to take away from the thing. Yeah, you can take three meals away.
Uh-huh.
What you take away, it's not so much what you're eating on the spot, it's
right.
What you take away, right? You can't harvest from a tree more than to hoard it up because other people have the right to take it too. You're preempting other people taking it. That's the idea. That's normal kind of that, and that's also called the normal kind of harvesting. Here you're not harvesting, you're plucking for food. So if you're only taking that small amount, that's not called harvesting, that the Torah prohibits. That's the kind of the idea behind it.
As a fruit tree owner, how much right do I have to protect my land?
Right, you can protect the land, you can protect the tree, but you can't, because of that, deny people access. You can do it supervised. You can supervise them when they take it. You can't prevent them from taking it. You can say, come at a certain time, put up a sign, come at a certain time, what's it called, and be available at that time that they should come into.
Okay. Do you tell when they wouldn't come?
What?
You do that
no. It has to be that it's excessive. Okay. How commercial fruits are gotten to, so this is, everybody can go out to the fields and pick their fruits and whatever, but people most of the time don't do that. So how do you buy fruits during Shemitah? Right, vegetables, we said, was done through Goyim or whatever, but how about what's it called, fruits that are being grown by Jews? Vegetables grown by Jews are usually osur because they're Sfichim. But fruit trees, fruits, are not osur because of Sfichim, because they're not planted year by year. So the Rabbana didn't prohibit them. So there's plenty of fruit growing commercially. So how is that fruit brought to people to be able to use? That's called an Otzer Beis Din, and that we will discuss in Mitzvah Hashem next time. Okay, any questions now about the simple halachas of fruits, legabei, what you have to do if you have fruit trees, legabei the hefker, and or what you have to do if you want to collect fruit from your tree or other people's trees? Any questions on that? Anything? Okay, yeah.
If I don't normally juice my oranges,
yeah, but
if
since
my neighbor has them and they're free, now I want to do this.
Yeah, since most people, that's a normal way of using oranges for juice. It doesn't have to be that you specifically do it all the time. It's normal people do it, and it's okay.
Is there a problem if you take it from somebody who's not religious?
If you take it from somebody who's not religious, only that you should let him know that really the halacha is that you can take it or whatever. If he refuses or whatever, and it's a machlokas, whether if he's not mafker it, if you have a right to take it or not. So maybe you should make a chilul Hashem and go find the fruit somewhere else.
Would also be a chilul Hashem to take it?
If he wasn't, if the halacha is, if he has to be mafker, and if he's not, he's over an iser, but the fruit's not hefker, yeah, it's good neighbor. Again, it could be that it's also to take, because if he's not mafker it, and the halacha is that you have to be mafker, then it's also to take it. He's over in Isser, but you're not going to know how to take it. Yeah. Somebody else have a question? Yeah.
I'm wondering when shekret is actually right.
Shesek? Yeah.
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 So, actually, I put a bin out there, and I'm going to put a bin back in every day, because basically the kids came and ate it and threw it. Is that what I meant to do? And should I go out?
It depends. When most people, I don't know exactly, I don't think I've ever eaten, I may have eaten shesek sometime in my life, but not recently for sure. I don't know when it's ripe or not. I wouldn't know a ripe shesek if I tripped on it.
Yeah.
If most people would eat it, right, usually I guess you can squeeze it and see if it's soft or something. Is that how you find it was ripe?
I'm eating it when it was ripe. They all know what it looks like
right.
When it's ripe. But some children peel it and others think it's straight. So I thought, or if they peel it, then they're going to be dropping through the shvius all over the floor and not sticking it right. So I put a bin out there.
Okay.
Question is, are they going to use the bin?
They do.
And what else would they do? Throw it on the ground.
Throw it on the ground.
Yeah. And that doesn't ruin it. They could pick it up from the ground and eat it too. It's not like throwing it to the garbage. People pick up fruit off the ground and eat it. I don't know if it's here. It's already half eaten though.
He walked on after.
If throwing it on the ground is going to make it unedible, then the bin is definitely better thing. Yeah.
You go to someone's house for lunch, and they offer you a salad or they offer you fruit. Do you have to turn it down the way you would if it wasn't kosher? If you have to say, you know, I'm sorry, I don't eat this fruit, I can't. If it's
heter mechira,
I can't eat it.
Heter mechira fruit is a shayla. Heter mechira vegetables, we hold their shlichim, they're also to eat. Yes, it's treif. Now he's a treif. If you cook it in your pot, you make your pot treif. Heter mechira vegetables. Heter mechira fruit's a different story. Heter mechira fruit is not shlichim. It just has kedusha shvius. So the only problem is that the heter mechira things, the people work on them prohibited ways because they think that it's goyim or whatever, and therefore you're allowed to work on it. And they're not mafkrit. They treat it as if it's theirs. So that's a machlokas, the Chazonish and Minig Yerushalayim. According to Minig Yerushalayim, heter mechira things are shomer v'nevad and they're usher to eat. Yeah, then they're shreif and you have to say, I'm sorry, I can't eat that. According to the Chazon Ish, Shomer v'Neved, if they are protected wrongly, we hold that Heter Mechira doesn't have any effect, and therefore the fruit can't be worked on and can't be guarded. It has to be Hefker, and it wasn't. According to the Chazon Ish, even though the people who did that are over an Isser, the fruit's still Mutter. and therefore you're allowed to eat it, just have to eat a b'kedusha shvius. Here we hold like the Chazon Ish, even l'kula. If it's regular foods, flowers is different. Flowers we hold shomer v'nevar is awesome. Because it's not something that's needed to eat, it's needed to have flowers. But food products, shomer v'nevar, according to the way we hold, is okay to eat, just have to eat a b'kedusha shvius. According to Minhag Yerushalayim, anything that is shomer v'nevar, somebody has a field, even the what's it called, without hetzer mechira, and they worked on it the iser, or they weren't masker the fruit, they treated it as if they were the owner, then according to Minhag Yerushalayim, it's also to eat that fruit. The mele hetzer mechira, since it, according to us, it doesn't have any effect, it's mamish like a person has a field, it's his own field, and he dealt with it in a prohibited way, the fruit is aser, according to Minhag Yerushalayim. According to our Minhag, the fruit is mutter. Just that you have to deal with it, Kedusha Shvius.
So, and you can't buy it.
What?
And you can't buy it.
And you can't buy it, right. That's what you have to deal with the Kedusha Shvius. Yeah.
When it comes to juices, you can't buy juices?
What?
When it comes to juices.
Like juices are the same thing as the fruit.
No, so you can't buy 100% squeezed, whatever.
Unless it's coming out through Beis Din. Yeah.
The doctor is not flowering. Does that mean that really any of us go to anybody's garden and start cutting their flowers?
If they have Kedusha Shvius, yeah.
And those are things like roses and things that smell, or is it...
Things that are planted for aroma have Kedusha Shvius for sure. Mm-hmm. Things that are just decorative as a shayla. So since they're suffic, whether they have Kedusha Shvius, you can't take them,
right.
But you have to treat them with Kedusha Shvius, l'chumrah.